In Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Matana, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Nun Vav. The chapter of Likutei Moran that this is based on is Torah Chof Beis in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, for those that information is valuable. Now, and Rav Nosson Zal, the last point, he had discussed the concept of Tefillah Shachris and how it tied into this discussion. Now he's up to the point of explaining what happens in Tefillah Shachris after Shmoneh Esrei. He had shown how up until Shmoneh Esrei, a Jew is climbing the four worlds. When a person says Korbonos, that represents a tikkun for the Olam HaAsiyah. Psukei Dezimra is a tikkun for the Olam HaYitzira. The Birchas Kriya Shema is a tikkun for the Olam HaBriya. And in Shmoneh Esrei, the Jew gets up to Atzilus. And now we're up to the part where the person's coming back down. The Achar Chazor Satfilo. Oz Oimrim Yud Gimel Midoy Shel Rachmim Vayavar Hashem Al Ponov Vayikro Hashem Hashem Sheze Iker Bechinas Tfilas Hashem Kanal Shezoichen Loirer Aidei Tfilas Kol Yisrael Kanal. In this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal discusses the concept of the Torah and Tfilah of man and the Torah and Tfilah of Hashem himself. The Gemara says very clearly that Hashem himself does all the mitzvot. Hashem learns Torah every day. And the Gemara describes to a degree what Hashem learns and how Hashem learns. And the Gemara says that Hashem davens also. And the Gemara describes what the tefillah of Hashem is. And Rabbeinu Zal in this chapter in Likutei Moran discusses a Jew climbing midarga ladarga, going up from level to level, reaching a level of Torah where his Torah is Torah's Hashem Mamish. Rabbi Nizal shows how a tzaddik is able to reach so high a level of Torah where his Torah is the Torah of Hashem himself. The Gemara uses an expression, Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi, where the Shechina is speaking through his mouth. So again, his Torah is nothing of his own, it's Hashem speaking through him. And there's also a concept of the tefillah of Hashem kaviyochel. Now Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that when a Jew climbs to the top of the ladder, which is Shmoneh Esrei, where he's reached the highest height of what he can do in tefillah, what's the next step? The next step is Tachnun, in which we say the Yud Gimel Midos Shirachmim. And we introduce them by saying the words, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun. What is that? Rav Nosson Zal says, that's the tefillah of Hashem, kaviyochel. V'oz noiflem al peneim. And then we have the nefilah sapayim, where the person falls on his face. Umevur bekavonas. It's explained in the writings of the Arizal. Shemapilen atzmon bekavono mishamayim loretz, that the person intentionally is throwing himself down from heaven down to earth, kedei lahalois nitzutzois meimke aklipois, in order to go down to the level of tumah, in a sense, where there are sparks of kedusha that have fallen there, to be able to go down there and seek out these fallen sparks and elevate them. B'shvil ha'yichud, in order to make a certain special yichud. Haynu b'chinas yirida tachlis ha'aliyah ha'mavur b'toira hanal. This corresponds to the concept of yirida l'tsoira ho'aliyah, which we spoke about earlier, which is discussed in this chapter of Likutei Moran. Umuva le'el, it was mentioned earlier. Ki e efshir lichlil shom kiyim al yidei yirida mikoidem. It's impossible for a Jew to bring himself up to those madregas of Torah Hashem and Tfila Hashem without going through a Yerida first. Shehi Tachlis Aliyah, where the Yerida is a slingshot effect taking him up there to that Aliyah. Shekishoimdim benisoyoim betachlis hayerida lehischaze gam shom ulahamin ki rachmav loikolam mekanal. When a Jew shows that he's so loyal to Hashem and he's so serious that even when he's Yerida, even when he's in a state of Yerida, he doesn't give up on himself or on Hashem, he doesn't quit, but rather he holds his ground and he passes the test to be mechazik himself, even in that state, and to believe that Hashem's kindness is infinite, despite that I feel myself now in a state of din, midas hadin, yirida. He believes that Hashem's kindness is infinite, and things are going to get better for me, etc., and he holds on. azay zoichem letachles aliyah, then the person is zoiche to the highest level of aliyah, bekoyach hatzadikim, through the power of the tzadikim, lichloil bebechinas tfilas Hashem mamish, where the person merges himself, he brings himself into the tfilah of Hashem himself. Sheshom mishapech hakoy letoiva. When a person reaches up into that level, there everything is turned into good. Kishom nimcholim kol ha'avonos. When a person reaches that kind of high, over there all aveiros become botel v'nishapchen lizchuyos, and they get converted into mitzvos. Bibechinas, as the pasuk says, is a pasuk that says, "Bayoyim hahu yivukash avon Yisrael ve'inenu." There's going to come a time when they're going to go searching for the averus of Jews, and they're not going to be able to find them. Rabbi Nizal says, you have nothing better to do than search for averus? If they're not out in the open, then leave it alone. If they're hidden, then leave them hidden. No. There's going to come a time when there's going to be so high a level of rachmonis on the part of Hashem, where the rachmonis is going to be so great, it's going to be able to convert averus into mitzvos. So now, the averos are going to become very important, because if you can find an additional avera, you'll have an additional mitzvah. So then they're going to go searching for averos. That's the level, that level of chesed, that's this tfilas Hashem, which represents an extraordinary level of chesed, which is able to whitewash, turn black into white, turn Russia into tzaddik, that kind of thing. And the worse a Russia he was, the bigger a tzaddik he becomes. Just again, the lower a level a person was on, when he does tshuva, it's a slingshot effect. It's not that he goes up to level 1, he goes up to level 1,000. According to how far down he was, when he decides to join Hashem, he gets a front row seat. That kind of concept. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'yachara tfilo Oimrim Ashrei Uvolitzin. And after Shmoneh Esrei, we say Ashrei Uvolitzin, She'oz Choizrim Me'atzilus Lebria. That's the coming down from the Olam Atzilus back down into Olam Abria. V'acharkach Al Yedei Tfila LeDovid V'Shir Shel Yoim. And by saying the next portion of the Tfila LeDovid and the Mizmor, the Song of the Day, Choizrim mibria liyitzira. The person comes back down another world. V'achakach al yidei ein kalokenu uktoires choizrim miyitzira lasia. And then the person comes all the way back down to his own world, to the regular place. V'hakoil. What's the purpose of this? I don't understand. If I'm going all the way to the top and I'm going to have to come back down, what was the purpose for going up? V'hakoil kedei lahamshich hashefa toivo me'oilam li'oilam adoilam agash mi'azeh kemavur kol zeh bekavonas. The purpose of all of this is to be able to go up, up, up to the highest world and bring shefa down from there and distribute it in all the lower worlds. Hainu ki zeh ikar hatikun. This is the main accomplishment. Lahamshich hachasodim mitachlis hamayla, to draw the kindness of Hashem from the highest, highest places, mibchinas tfilas Hashem mamish, from that uppermost place which is called the tfila of Hashem, ad sheyu nimtokim kol hamishpotim vadinim shelamata, to bring it down and to use it to sweeten and nullify all the din and mishpot that's found down below, to be able to draw the shefa down into this world for constructive purposes, for positive purposes. This is the concept of merging together nishma and nase that we learned earlier. Nishma, we said, was tefillah. Nase was Torah, asiyas hamitzvos, lishmoa el horino vel hatfila. Shmia refers to tefila, asiya refers to mitzvos. And then our mission is to merge them together, to bring the nishma down to the nase, to bring the tzedakah down to the mishpot. Hainu, shebechinas hachasodim mitfilas Hashem, yo'iru ad lamato lamato, betachlis hamadreya atachtoina sholom asiya, whereby the super chesed of Hashem that comes from the tefillas Hashem should shine down below, way, way down in the Olam Asiya, ad sheyiskarvu akol Hashem Yisborach, to the point where it makes it possible for everybody to come close to Hashem. V'yenimshach oleinu kol tuv begashmius v'ruchnius, and to be able to draw upon ourselves all kinds of good in the form of gashmius and ruchnius. Shekol ma shenimtak hadin biyoser, because the more that a Jew succeeds in nullifying midas hadin, nizbatel koyach hayetzahara, he automatically nullifies the power of the Yetzirah, which comes from Din, which comes from the left side. It's called Sitra Achra, the other side. Other meaning the left side, the Din. V'zoichen lo shuv Hashem Yisborach, and v'zoichen to return to Hashem. V'nimshach kol tuv l'Yisrael amein, and v'zoichen to draw all kinds of good for Bnei Yisrael. Correct. Nishma in this case represents chesed, tefillah, which is tzedaka, chesed, whereas nase in this case refers to Torah, which is mishpat, which is din in this case. We want to draw the chasodim, we want to draw the chasodim from above down to here. Drawing chesed from above down to here, in what form does it come? It comes in the form of ruchnius, the Jews being given the ability to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and it also comes in the form of gashmius, Jews having parnosa, Jews having good health, all of those things. That's the forms in which Hashem's chesed manifests itself in this world.
I was thinking it would be opposite when they said naaseh, that they didn't even know what it was going to be, that would be the chesed, that would be the...
Everything is relative. The way it's being presented here, the Nasa represents Torah, which is the Mishpotim, Chukim u'Mishpotim, Mishpot, a concept of justice, whereas the Nishma is synonymous with Lishmoya El Horino Vel HaTfila. Tfila is asking for kindness. Hagoymel Chasodim Toivim Lama Yisrael, you know, super, mostly asking for Chesed.
We're asked to go with the full force of the Din, and then afterwards see the Hamtah. We believe that it's... We'll go with the din because we know that it's Naaseh is still din.
You had said that in the Davening we start off from the goad, which we're going up,
climbing,
and then we start going down according to a certain order. Each tefillah has a certain prayer, but that's fine when you're davening the Sefarad. Say someone's davening the Sakashmanas, where the order is differently. Does that mean then that they're coming down, like skipping this world and then going this, or that the tefillahs in their orders are different?
The answer is the Nusach Sfarad is designed to follow, to a degree, the format of the Arizal, to follow the Limud HaKabbalah, whereas Nusach Ashkenaz deviates in certain ways from the Kabbalah.
The Aleinu that the Ashkenazim put doesn't ruin the Yiridus HaShefa at all. Aleinu really is a tale on the end of Sfarad.
Understood. But also the Baruch Shomar before Chaydu. No, the Nusach Ashkenaz, as far as I know, does not follow the format, you know, based on the Arizal. I'm not saying that it's bad or wrong or anything. It doesn't follow that.
Chassam Sofer really was horrific. Even that his Rebbe...
Reb Nosson Adler was Kabbalah.
He writes that Chassam Shalom says it's Kodesh Kodesh.
Of course. Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran that all the Neschois HaTfila, each one has a place, just like there were 12 tribes, and each one had its own shah through which its tefillah went through. So too, the Arizal says today we have different nuschois tefillah, and they represent different gates through which the tefillah goes through. because Rabbeinu Zal didn't. Rabbeinu Zal followed what the Hamoinam followed. In other words, what the general populace followed, more so than following the Arizal straight through in everything. Certain items we follow the Minig Arizal, you know, very solidly. But regarding the sitter, in that item he didn't. Halachas. Let's go.
Is there a particular way that we know which nusach one should be following? Or is it by whether...
Person should follow the custom of their parents.
And if their parents didn't have the custom?
Exactly. And the custom of their rabbi. Or to pick one way. Period. Paragraph Nun Ches. V'alkein b'tchilas hatfilo maschilin miparshas ha'akedo. Now Rav Nosson Zal is tying in what we learned earlier. In previous weeks, we discussed the Akedah of Yitzchak. We discussed Yitzchak, who was the epitome of din, being sweetened by Rivka. We showed a whole kesher there. B'fi yishorim tisroimam of sisei tzadikim tisborech v'loshoin chasidim tiskadosh kam tishalol. We showed the lineup of Yitzchok Rivka, the names Yitzchok Rivka over there, how Yitzchok lined up with Torah, yishorim and tzadikim, and Rivka lined up with tefillah, tisroimam, tishalel, all kinds of loshoinis of tefillah. Rav Nosson Zal says now, "V'yalkein b'tchilas hatfila maschilim iparshas akedah." This is why one of the first things we mention in our davening of Shacharis is the akedah of Yitzchok. Ki ikar klal hatfila hu lahamtik gvuras Yitzchok. Because one of the main general purposes of our davening is to sweeten the harshness of Yitzchok Avinu. Sheze nase al yidei hu akedah. That was accomplished through the akedah of Yitzchok. Kialkein kol dalit chelkei atoyra v'dalit chelkei atfila merumozim b'yitzchok v'rivka. That's why we showed earlier that all four aspects of Torah and all four aspects of tefillah were hidden in the names of Yitzchok Rivka. The four letters of their names, Yitzchok is Yishorim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, and Kedoshim, which all were titles related to Torah. Rav Nosson Zal showed earlier how all of those terms related to Torah, Mishpat, Din, whereas Rivka, Tisroimam, Tisborech, the second letter of Tisroimam, Tisborech, Tis Kadosh, Tishalol, I forget the third one, whatever it is, Tiskadish, are all the shonis of tefillah. Ki rai bebechinas bimshon v'slam kanal machmas sheshom iker niflois pulas hatfila the kanal, because that's where the main wonder of tefillah takes effect, in this sweetening of the din. Ve'iker hamtokas gvuras Yitzchok hoya al yidei hu akedah. The main sweetening of the midas hadin of Yitzchok took place at the akedah, where Yitzchok was bound. The midas hadin was tied together in a sense. Al kein maschilin b'chol yoim seder atfila miparshas ha'akedah. That's why we begin the tefillah from there. Kikvar mavur, because we learned earlier shekol hischatshus hachasodim shebechol yoim mamshichim b'koyach hatzadikim me'rosh Hashanah. The whole concept of bringing new chesed to the world every single day is something that tzaddikim draw from Rosh Hashanah, from the hamtoka sadin that takes place on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, which is the symbol of Yitzchok again, the Isle of Yitzchok being nimtak. U'b'Rosh Hashanah ikar hamshochas hachasodim hachadoshim lamtik adinim hu al yidei hu akedah. And on Rosh Hashanah, the main concept of sweetening of the din takes place by reminding Hashem of Akedas Yitzchok. V'alkein b'Rosh Hashanah b'yoyim aleph v'yoyim beiz shem kiyoyim arichto koyrim bohem leidas Yitzchok. That's why on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day and the second day, we read about the birth of Yitzchok Avinu. B'chinas pachad Yitzchok v'hamtokosoy al yidei hu akedah. And the sweetening of the din of Yitzchok, which took place at the akedah. Va'oimrim bebeiz hayomim va'akedas Yitzchok lezaroi hayoim berachamim tizkor. And in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, we say these words, that Hashem should remember the akedas Yitzchok with kindness for his children. V'toikim b'shoifor lahaskir akedas Yitzchok. We blow the shofar to remind Hashem of that. Ka'idei ze ikar hamtoka sadinim al yidei shemamshichim chasodim chadoshim al yidei shema'irin tfilas Hashem kanal. By arousing the tefillah of Hashem, we draw these new chasodim, which are mamtik the dinim. V'oz b'Rosh Hashanah nimshach b'chinas kabolas habrochois shemekabel Yaakov b'chochma miyitzchok al yidei shesholchen es Esav b'kavona. Kemuvon b'kavonois u'b'zoyer HaKodesh sheze nase b'Rosh Hashanah v'kanal. The Zohar HaKadosh shows how the concept of Yitzchok Avinu sending Esav out to go hunt, and Yaakov Avinu coming in, sneaking in and getting the brachas at that time, that concept takes place on Rosh Hashanah every year, where Esav, the Sitra Achra, is sent away, and the Yidden are able to come in and sneak out the brachas at that time. And that happens on Rosh Hashanah. There's a Maimar HaZoyar, there's a special piece in the Zohar HaKadosh which the Baal Tokea says before Tkiyah Shofar. You have it in some of your small Sidurim, and there it discusses this whole topic of Esav being sent away, Lotzud Tzayid, and Yaakov Avinu coming in, and how that's tied into Rosh Hashanah. I think so. I think so. That it's brought that took place on Rosh Hashanah, and it takes place again. It's reenacted in a sense every year on Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly.
Correct. The chol ikroy nimshach al yedei ha'akedo, and this whole hamtoka sadinim is brought about the dafka through this akedo. There are other places in the Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal is going to discuss the akedo in much more detail. The word akedo in Hebrew means to tie, likshor. Out of all kinds of names to give that ceremony, how come it's called akedo, the tying up of Yitzchak? And there's a lot to say on that, which we're going to have in other places in Likutei Halachos. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh shemevorchim b'chol yoyim hagoymel chasodim toivim lamo Yisrael." This is the reason why a Jew has an obligation every day to make this bracha that Hashem gives good chesed to His people every day. Because every single day there's new, brand new kindness that's being introduced into the world. Bebechinas chadoshim labekorim, chadosh, brand new. Every morning, shaydezeh kol kiyumeinu v'kanal. That's what allows the Jews to survive. That's what gives them the ability to survive. That there's new chesed being introduced every day. V'ato. Mayofe afnoim mashesidru lano chazal beruach kotshom lehispalil acharkach yirotzim elfonecho shetatzileini me'azeponim v'azesponim. Rav Nosson Zal says, look how beautifully this fits together now. The two paragraphs of Tefillah. The paragraph which ends with the words Hagoymel chasodim toivim, that Hashem gives us new chesed every day, and then right afterwards we ask Hashem to protect us from chutz binyaks, from azeponim and azesponim, ki al yedei hachasodim kanal, because it's specifically through this new chesed that Hashem sends down every day, sheikrom nimshochem ebchinas tfilas Hashem, which originates from that high, high place in heaven called the tfilah of Hashem, al yedei ze nimshach bechinas azes digdusha. We learned earlier, a few pages ago, we discussed the concept of Aziz Digdusha, which comes also from that uppermost place. Shaydezeh nichna v'noifel Aziz desitrachor shal azeponim. When a person is zoichet to Aziz Digdusha, that's what's machnia, the azus of the sitrachra. The Gemara says, we learned earlier, loy nitna Torah lebnei Yisrael, ela mebnei sha'azenheim, that the only reason why the Jews got the Torah was because they have chutzpah. And you need chutzpah to a degree to be a yid. You need guts. The first sif in Shulchan Aruch says that not to be afraid of those people that are going to make fun of you for being religious, for doing mitzvahs, etc. You need Aziz Dikdusha. And that Aziz Dikdusha comes from the chesed. And that's why right after Agomel Chasodim, we daven that Hashem should save us from the wrong type of Aziz, from the wrong type of Azeponim. Valkein, Oz Daiko Mespalim Kolze, Lahachnia Levatel Aziz de Sitrach Rashal Aziponim, Aidea Chasodim Kanal. Because there is the connection between these two. In that chapter, in the Kutaran Torah of Beis, Rabbeinu Zal discusses both of these items, the Torah and Tfil of Hashem, and the Aziz Dikdusha, how they're connected. That's why okay. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, the next paragraph he's going to discuss the menorah in the Mishkan. V'alkein, achar hakomas ha-mishkan, nitztavu borishoina miyad al-mitzvas hadlokas neiros ha-menorah. this is the reason why after Hashem gave Bnei Yisrael the mitzvah of putting up the Mishkan, the next item that he taught them to do was lighting of the menorah. K'mayshikosu b'tchilas parshas v'ata tetzava. As we find in the beginning of Parshas Truma, the whole Parshas Truma deals with building the Mishkan. Tetzava begins with, now that we finished discussing the whole Mishkan, now I want to teach you about lighting the menorah. Ve'yikhu elecho shemen zayizoch shenismach miyad achar parshas truma shemedaper miyasiyas ha-mishkan. V'chein b'parshas chanukas ha-mizbeah sheyekrivu anasiyim nismach miyad parshas baloyzchel aneroiz. And so too in another place in the Chumash, where it discusses the fact that they had the ceremony. As soon as the Mishkan was built, each one of the Nesim brought a special korban. As soon as the Nesim finished bringing their korbanos, again the Torah brings this mitzvah of lighting the menorah. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki ikar maise ha-mishkan hoyo l'sakein chei to'egel shupegamo emuna. The main reason why Hashem gave the Jews the mitzvah of building the Mishkan was to serve as a repair, a tikkun, for the Egel HaZohov. There's a medrash where it says on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Shchoirani V'Noavo, the Jews say, I am black and I'm beautiful. The medrash over there gives a whole list of what we're black with and what we're beautiful with. So it says, Shchoirani B'maisa HaEgel, we blackened ourselves, we dirtied ourselves with the golden calf, V'Noavani B'maisa Mishkan, and we cleaned up our act, we purified ourselves with the Maisa Mishkan. So we see that the Maisa Mishkan was supposed to serve as a tikkun for the Egel HaZohov. Shehu Pigamo Emuna, the Egel HaZohov, meant that they didn't believe in Hashem, they were looking for alternatives. She'oz Ovdu Yisrael Haksorim Shel Nasev and Ishma. The Gemara tells us that when the Jews worshipped the Egel HaZohov, that's when they lost, they forfeited the crowns, the two crowns that they had received when they said Nasev and Ishma, which implied complete faith in Hashem. We'll do whatever you want. That was Super Emuna. When they worshipped the Egel HaZohov, which was Pigam Emuna, they forfeited those crowns. Shebishlemus lo yachzru lanu ad bias hagoyel, kamay sham razal. The Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael will not really have those two crowns restored to them, bishlemus, until Mashiach comes. Aval afal pikein hischil Moshe Rabbeinu lesakein miyad. However, despite the fact that it's not going to be completely fixed until Mashiach comes, Moshe Rabbeinu started fixing it immediately. To try to give us some of that light always. That by building the Mishkan, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu started the tikkun and the restoration of these two crowns. Ki ha-mishkan hu bechinas kedushas ha-beis ha-mikdosh. The Mishkan was representative of the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheshom Meirim Bechinas Beis Haksorim Hanal. In the Beis HaMikdosh is where these two crowns of Nase and Nishma shone. Shehu Bechinas Toiro Tfila, Bechinas Nase and Nishma. We learned earlier that Nase and Nishma corresponds to Torah and Tfila. The Beis HaMikdosh was the ultimate center for both. It was the ultimate center for Torah. Why? The Lishkat HaGozes, it had the highest, the most learned people, the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, the Sanhedrin HaGdoila, sat in the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's a center for Tefillah. Why? The Karbonos, the Kohen Gadol, Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah, V'Havioisim El Harkochi V'Simachtim Beis Tefilosi. The Beis HaMikdosh is called the Beis Tefillah. The Karbonos that they had were the Tefillos that we have today. Uneshalma Porim Sifoseinu. Our Tefillah today is in place of the Karbonos. So the Beis HaMikdosh is the ultimate center for Torah and Tefillah, for Nase v'Nishma. V'Alkein Hischil Miyat Me'atlokas Neirois Samenoira. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu began with the instructions for lighting the menorah. The first instructions as to how to use the Mishkan are for lighting the menorah. This is the main concept of lighting the menorah every day. Because this is a known fact. light represent the daylight. Light and day represent kindness. V'cheshchas laylo v'chinas gevurois v'dinim. Whereas darkness and night represent midas hadin. U'b'chol yoim oiskim b'hamshochas hachasodim al yidei seder atfila b'shachris u'minchanal. And therefore, a Jew, during the day, when he davens shachris and mincha, he's involved in being mamshich chasodim, which correspond to day. Vayidei kol esik ha-toyra v'amitzvoy shemekayim b'chol yoim, u'b'frak b'zman shemishkon ha-beis mikdash shayekayim, and through the Torah and mitzvahs that a Jew does every single day, and especially when the Beis HaMikdash was around, all the mitzvahs osku ba'avoida b'chol yoim, b'chol seder ha-marocha mitomet shel shachar al-tomet shel ben arbayim, all of that avoida that was done throughout the entire day, shayidei kol ze himshichu chasodim chadoshim b'chol yoim. The purpose of it was to draw new chesed.